It's time for Success Profiles Radio with your host, Brian K. Wright. Have you ever wondered if there's more to life than you're currently living? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Every week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. Guests will come from many different backgrounds, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Every show is a dose of inspiration. This is Success Profiles Radio. And now, here's your host, Brian K. Wright.
Hello and welcome to Success Profiles Radio. I'm your host, Brian K. Wright, and it's an absolute pleasure to be with you here today. I'm honored that you chose to spend part of your day with me here. This is going to be a fantastic and amazing show. I'll be introducing my guest momentarily, and I promise we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to learn a few things along the way, too. I do want to take a minute or two to share some things I've been thinking about lately, and if you've been with me for any length of time, you know that I do this every single week. When you have high standards for yourself and for others around you, people will begin to notice. The people who appreciate this will gravitate toward you, and the ones who object to this will likely give you a hard time in an effort to return to the average mindset that they settled for, or they'll just leave your life, and that is totally fine. When you have high standards, you will do the work. When you have high standards, you will achieve more than most people would ever dream of. And when you have high standards, you will attract your dream clients and partnerships. And when you perform at high levels, you will eventually make more money and perhaps even attract some recognition from your peers and mentors. I was fortunate enough to have done all of these things, and I've had all these things happen for me recently. So what is the message? Have high standards, do the work. You won't regret the results from doing so. And if you have not picked up my latest book, it's called The Greatest Lessons I Learned From My Coach. It just came out a couple weeks ago, and you can pick that up on Amazon anytime, and I promise that you will be very, very blessed by it. So my guest this week is Anthony Camacho. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's known as the Hitman. That's a nickname he's earned because a hitman never makes an appointment, and for his ability to turn cold into sold, having personally cold called millions of dollars in sales, he's completed over 500 workshops across the country, along with book signings in Washington, D.C., sales management seminars in Australia, and has consulted in Dubai. He's also worked with small startup businesses to Fortune 500 companies. He is also a published international best-selling author, a sponsored athlete and fitness model, an international fitness coach, a six-time IFBB Pro Qualifier bodybuilding champion, and the founder and creator of the Top Producer Factory and Top Producer Fitness. That is a lot. He's accomplished a lot. He's got so much more to come ahead of him. And his mantra is that when you look good, you sell great. So his background is fitness and sales. We talked about sales the last time he was here. We're going to talk more about fitness today, and I can't wait to unwrap and unravel everything we have in store. So here we are with my very special guest, Anthony Camacho. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Brian. I'm super excited to be here on Success Profiles Radio. And man, you are just blowing it up with your Facebook group. You're blowing it up with your books. And thank you for being such a great example of, you are what you preach, brother. So I just want to say thank you so much. You're an inspiration to us all.
Thank you. I really appreciate that so very much. And I'm glad that you're here. So the question I open up with is, did you envision early on that you would be where you are now?
You know, no, I to be quite honest, no, I did not. I just, was very lucky. I love sales. I love fitness. And what better thing than to monetize what you love and to share your gift with others? So very passionate about sales, very passionate about fitness, and, just been bringing it out to the world. So no, not at this level. No, I didn't think I was going to be at this level ever.
Absolutely. Well, sales is really where you built your career. And yes, you've done the bodybuilding thing, and we're going to talk about all about that during this show. But how did you get great at sales? How long did that take?
Geez, to get great at sales is really just being an open-minded person of understanding that there's always something new to learn. And when I do my sales training, I tell people, don't be a victim of the I know that syndrome. I know that syndrome. Yeah, I know this. Yeah, I know that. But if you know it so well, how come your income hasn't changed? How come your business hasn't continued to grow? So to be a great salesperson, in my humble opinion, you have to be a student of sales constantly.
Yeah, for sure. You have to be a student, because the less you study, the more your competition has an opportunity to get ahead of you. And competition is usually not very merciful a good share of the time. I can say that.
That's for sure.
Yeah. What was the biggest thing you had to overcome to achieve excellence in this area of your life?
I think the biggest thing, the biggest challenges were my first sales job was selling funeral plots for the Catholic mortuary service door to door, canvassing. And the biggest thing to overcome was the constant rejection.
Oh, yeah, you know? Because you're talking about a topic that no one wants to talk about.
Exactly. So, you know, that was my first sales gig. And man, I learned a lot from rejection. Yeah. So say by embracing rejection in sales and not shying away from it, not letting it beat you, not any overcoming that fear of rejection will really help you bloom and blossom into a great sales professional.
So that leads me to ask, how do you build urgency with a topic that no one wants to talk about?
Well, that was kind of the thing, you know. Then it comes down to numbers, right? So the more doors I knock on, I'm going to get a closing ratio. So the more doors I knock on, the more sales I'll make. But as far as urgency, the type of rejection I get, you know, like, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? You know, go get a real job. Go back to school. You know, because I was a late teen when I started selling these funeral plots. You know, so. It was just crazy, just the rejection, really.
That's another obstacle. You were so young, and you're dealing with a core audience that's probably three or four times your age.
Yeah, pretty much. Go on.
You probably heard a lot of, who are you to talk to me about this?
Exactly. So the other thing was, obviously, I wasn't passionate about selling you funeral plots. I just wanted a job. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to work. So I was happy to get anything, to be quite honest with you. But after going through that experience of all the rejection and all the put downs and, you know, doors slammed in my face, literally, that really gave me a lot of strength to where when I got to other sales positions, I was like, this is easy. You know, the next job I got was working for Pepsi Cola selling soda. So that was a much easier sell.
Right. Oh, for sure. So what would you say was your rock bottom or defining moment?
Rock bottom defining moment was, I don't like what I'm selling. It's not bringing joy to other people.
Yeah.
And I really need to sell something that I'm passionate about. And that is also another secret that salespeople really need to, kind of be honest with themselves. It can't just be about the money, you know, it can't just be about the commission. It has to be something you believe in, something you're passionate about, something that will make you light up so that when you're selling it, mm-hmm. the prospect that's in front of you will light up as well.
Yeah. When things get tough, what causes you to not give up?
When things get tough, things are tough constantly. It's really, success is not a feeling.
Right.
It's a decision. So if I decide as a man that I'm going to get something done, regardless if the odds are stacked against me, regardless if I'm physically tired, regardless if I am emotionally drained, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I need to go after what I decided to go after. And that's the bottom line. That's where success comes from, is being diligent and sticking to your guns about the decisions you make. And there is no backup plan. It's 100% all in, both feet.
For sure. So what do you think it takes to be a successful entrepreneur?
I would say to become a successful entrepreneur, there's a variable of things. I would say learn from your mistakes. Get out there and make mistakes. That's what I would say, honestly. Get out there and make mistakes. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Go out there and have some fails, because those failures you experience as an entrepreneur are learning experiences to make you that much better. So also, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, sell something that you love. Sell something that you're passionate about. So it doesn't have to become like pulling teeth to get your business off the ground.
Yeah. That certainly makes a lot of sense, because you got to love or at least want to sell something that keeps your attention, because then you're just going to give up easily if you're not really into what you're doing. I certainly appreciate that. We've got 2 minutes to our first break. What do you think your big mission is right now?
My big mission right now is to in my heart and my mind is I really want to help people get better at sales, because guess what? They'll have a better quality of life and less stress for their family and loved ones. And then also bringing fitness to the world as well, so they can enjoy all those sales that they're making. So sales and fitness really go hand in hand. And I feel that's my mission to bring to the world.
Yeah, for sure. So I think I know what your answer to this question is going to be, but I've enjoyed asking people lately, what do you think is the highest value skill anyone can learn?
Sales, baby. 1,000,000%. I might be a little biased though, Brian, but you know what? I'd have to say sales, because nothing moves. Not one business on this planet moves without a sale.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, because, well, gosh, it's so funny. I tell entrepreneurs who are struggling, and I channel John Wayne a little bit when I say this, well, son, I reckon if you're struggling in your business, you better go sell something.
Right? Exactly. Know your closing ratio. That's the other big caveat. That's the secret is you have to know what your closing ratio is. So many salespeople, entrepreneurs, they just go out there blindly shooting from the hip using the John Wayne kind of thing. Just shooting from the hip, no target, not knowing what the closing ratios are. And that's a very easy recipe for you to get discouraged.
Yeah, absolutely. We are coming up against our first break. My very special guest this week is Anthony Camacho. And we're talking about sales, but we're going to talk about fitness a whole lot more. Not only our own personal fitness, but how he started his fitness training company. And so whether you're looking to get in better shape or whether you're looking to start or build a business where you are helping other people do the same, we're going to talk about both of those. We got your back. We'll be right back after the break.
Is to motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. This is Success Profiles Radio.
It's words you never heard.
There are more cats in U.S. households than any other pet. Most allurophiles or cat owners know that unlike dogs, taking Kitty for a ride in the car isn't any fun. I mean, you never see a cat hanging its head out the window, enjoying the breeze. Today's domestic cat is descended from a small Mideastern wildcat. A group of kittens is called a kindle, and a group of adult cats is a clouder. What's the word for those dust balls composed entirely of cat hair? Fluffernuggins. Personally, I like pigs better than either cats or dogs. Dogs are subservient and look up to man. Cats are aloof and look down on man. A pig, however, will look you in the eye and see his equal.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Have you ever thought about writing a book? Surveys show that 81% of people wish they could, but many never do. If you're one of those people, I can tell you why. You don't think you have time, you may not know how, or you might not believe you are a good enough writer. When you're working with an experienced coach, these reasons go away because I will help you every step of the way. If you want to know more about how to write a nonfiction book, whether it's business, self-help, or how-to, reach out to me at www.briankwright.com for more information. Once again, that's briankwright.com.
Welcome back to Success Profiles Radio. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. And this show will clearly demonstrate the principles, if I can do it, you can do it. So let's get back to the show. This is Success Profiles Radio. And here again is your host, Brian K. Wright.
And And we are back. This is Success Profiles Radio. My very special guest this week is Anthony Camacho, and we're going to talk about fitness and bodybuilding and building a health-related business. This is going to be so much fun. And if you have not subscribed to Ultimate Achievers Magazine, please go to ultimateachieversmagazine.com and you can pick your subscription option at the bottom of the page. We are working on the April issue right now, and we should be done in the next 10 to 14 days. I cannot wait to let you know what that is. And the feature article is going to be about AI and how to use AI in your business. I can't wait for you to read it. Please subscribe now, ultimateachieversmagazine.com. So Anthony, what do you think is the most expensive mistake you've ever made? It can be financial. It doesn't have to be. It can be something you held on to for way too long. It can be something you didn't start soon enough. But what do you think is the most expensive mistake you've ever made?
I would say wasting time would be the biggest mistake, because time is the one thing you don't get back.
Yeah.
When you waste time, you waste life, you waste money, you waste resources. So I would say at times of second guessing or hesitation, that has probably been the biggest waste of time.
Absolutely.
Most costly.
Yeah, for sure. How important has it been for you to invest in your personal development?
1,000%. It has been probably one of the greatest joys I've ever had in personal development. I have been very blessed to have been able to invest at least about $100,000 in personal and professional development. Being a Dale Carnegie coach and graduate, being an IPEC, Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching graduate, different classes for speaking on TV. I've invested a lot of money on just things that I enjoy, obviously learning sales, time management, all the Carnegie courses and stuff, which has really helped me when I do my multi-day events, when I do my workshops. So investing in your skill set all around your passion so you can deliver it to the world, I would say is the greatest investment you can do.
Absolutely. So before we talk about how you built your fitness training business, let me ask first, why should someone hire a personal trainer?
I would say that one of the reasons a personal trainer or even a sales coach or any type of coach is imperative is because it's going to help you save time.
So what did your fitness journey look like at the very beginning?
At the very beginning, I've always been physical. I've always been in sports. I've always played football. I wrestled. I did martial arts. But as soon as I turned, I was 39, about to turn 40. I kind of had like this midlife crisis thing, I suppose, and say I wanted to take my fitness to the next level. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of started the journey. And I hired a fitness coach, nutrition coach. And really what it was, I just really wanted to have a six pack. I had a six pack when I was in high school, and I felt like a really good measure of fitness is if you can see your abdominals. You can have your abs popping. So that was my standard for what I felt was healthy. And so I tackled that endeavor. And I also wanted to do one bodybuilding competition. So that was going to be in my 40s, that was going to be my first year turning 40. So I turned 40 in January 7th. And then by May, end of May, I did my first bodybuilding comp. I lost 40 pounds. And I had that six pack popping through, and I was single digit body fat. And so I was able to achieve my goal under the guidance of a coach instead of doing it on my own trial and error. I actually went to people that knew what they were doing, knew what they were talking about. And so therefore, I wouldn't say expedite, but I would say efficiently help me get to the goals that I wanted to achieve.
Yeah. I love that. That's absolutely fantastic. There is so much noise and so much information, and I will say that in air quotes, about what to do and what not to do. So how do you know who to listen to?
So what I've always done for myself, and even when I've done my sales training, is I say, who do you know in your organization or amongst your peers that's already successful, that has a success that you want, that has a success that you want to achieve? Those are the people you need to reach out to. Those are the people you need to talk to.
go up to these different coaches and these mentors and ask them, you know, who have you worked with? What type of results have they been able to attain by utilizing your services? So I highly encourage people to do that. And I also do that myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you have to go to your network first. I think that's always a great idea, especially when you are asking, what was that experience like? What results did you get? Those are all very, very important questions for sure. So you did your bodybuilding show and you realized that that was a journey you wanted to continue, and you eventually became a sponsored athlete. How did that happen?
That was just being consistent. I enjoyed it so much that current day now, going on my fourth year of bodybuilding, I have done already 11 bodybuilding competitions.
Wow.
And within each one of these competitions, I'll compete in at least two or three categories. So just the notoriety of posting on social media, being visible, that's so important for your business too, is to be visible. So post on social media, share with your family, share with your friends what you're doing, you know, and the more consistent that you are, people will see that this is who you are and it's not just a fad. You know, this is not just a fly by night kind of thing. This is not just a phase, you know, that this is something you've been consistently doing where people will give you brand recognition. So that's basically how I believe I was been able to be approached to get some sponsorships and do some fitness modeling.
Yeah. Did your sponsorships basically pay for everything relating to your training?
No, not everything. I'm still working on that. Still working on getting some more sponsorships. Currently, I just have two, but obviously you can never have enough.
Right. Absolutely. So how did your mindset change in your fitness journey after hiring a coach and a nutritionist?
I got more confidence. I got more confidence because I started seeing the results, you know? So the results are what get people excited in fitness, and results are also what gets you excited in sales. So if you're getting results, that's going to push you. The human nature, we are designed to get results. Yeah. So if we're not getting results, we can literally implode or go into, you know, a stressful state. But if we're getting results, even if they're little increments of results in sales and fitness, you know, that makes you feel good, has the endorphins going, you feel like you're being productive. So that's what helped me actually maintain to go into this for 4 years.
Absolutely. So how did your mindset from bodybuilding translate to the mindset you needed to succeed in sales and business?
Well, actually, it's reverse. So the mental toughness that I have in sales of perseverance, overcoming objections, overcoming fear, overcoming hesitation, I actually have taken that mindset into the fitness and bodybuilding.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that. Because, yeah, you have to persevere. You're going to have your ups and downs. And one thing with fitness in particular, people think that results are linear. They are not. It's more of a roller coaster.
Correct.
How do you deal with that? Because sometimes when people are on a weight loss journey, for example, they think they did everything right, but they gained a pound or two, and they don't think they did anything differently than they did the week before where they lost 2 pounds.
Right. So that's something that where consistency and discipline comes in. So, you know, when I've worked with some of my clients in the fitness industry or even in the sales industry, I ask them, how long have you been, you know, doing bad habits in sales or doing bad habits with your health? Well, I've been doing it for 3 years or 4 years. And it's like, okay, well, starting this journey, you're not going to be able to erase 3 or 4 years of bad habits in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
For you to get some consistent results, you need to invest in a new mindset, a new lifestyle in fitness and sales for a minimum of 6 months, to make this your new norm, where your mindset is your new norm, your body's your new norm. So that's what it really comes down to, is that discipline and giving yourself that patience, being kind to yourself to continue to move forward and understand, I spent 3 or 4 years doing the wrong thing. I'm not going to get the result in 2 weeks or 1 month, you know?
Right. Yeah, for sure. And is it true that nutrition is even more important than exercise?
1000%. Because you can't outwork a crappy diet.
Right.
So a lot of people, but you need both. You can't, they go hand in hand. If you just eat healthy, which is great, you may be good, but you're going to get, your muscles will shrink and you may get, flabby, a flabby body, kind of called like skinny fat, mm-hmm. So you need to be toned as you lose weight. So it's super important to put those combination hand in hand.
Yeah. So what if somebody has body image issues about going to a gym? How do you cure that?
This is what I talk to people regarding sales and fitness. It's you against you. Bottom line, there's always going to be someone that's be more fitter than you. There's always going to be someone that's better at sales than you. So what can you do? All you can do is measure yourself against yourself and surpass what you are currently doing. And that's how you overcome that.
That's fantastic. We are coming up against our next break. We're talking with Anthony Camacho. We're talking about fitness. We're talking about sales and how the two interact and how they interrelate. We've talked a little bit about fitness. And what we're going to talk about next is how he built his fitness training business, because this is a show for entrepreneurs. There's the business of fitness and health and nutrition. We'll talk about how he's built that, how he got started, what gap in the marketplace he's looking to fill, and maybe some of the biggest mistakes that fit pros make when trying to start their own business. I cannot wait to explore all of this and dive in even deeper. This is Success Profiles Radio. Please stay with us. Don't go away. We will be right back after the break.
Mission is to motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. This is Success Profiles Radio.
Have you ever thought about writing a book? Surveys show that 81% of people wish they could, but many never do. If you're one of those people, I can tell you why. You don't think you have time, you may not know how, or you might not believe you are a good enough writer. When you're working with an experienced coach, these reasons go away because I will help you every step of the way. If you want to know more about how to write a nonfiction book, whether it's business, self-help, or how-to, reach out to me at www.briankwright.com for more information. Once again, that's briankwright.com. If you are in business, what is the number one thing that stops revenue growth? Not having enough leads. Data is the new gold rush. With PhoneSites, that is never an issue. You can generate as many leads as you want without paying a lead broker. With PhoneSites, you can build a website or sales funnel from your mobile device in 5 minutes or less without any technical skills or without downloading an app. It's easy and you have nothing to lose. Try it for free for 14 days at PhoneSites.com/Brian. Once again, that's PhoneSites.com/Brian.
Welcome back to Success Profiles Radio. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. And this show will clearly demonstrate the principles, if I can do it, you can do it. So let's get back to the show. This is Success Profiles Radio. And here again is your host, Brian K. Wright.
And we're back. This is Success Profiles Radio. My very special guest is Anthony Camacho. This is episode number 553. Can you believe it? We've been doing this a long time, since January 2012. That's a lot of content, y'all. And if you have not downloaded and subscribed to Success Profiles Radio on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please do that. Please leave a review, 5 stars preferred, if you think we've earned it. I sure hope you do. We've got well over 200 5-star reviews on the show. So please download and subscribe so you can listen to every episode and never miss one. And that would mean a lot to me. So, Anthony, let's talk about building a fitness business. So how did you get started doing this?
Really just being a walking billboard, to be quite honest, because I still do my sales consulting. I still have my sales business, Top Producer Factory. And as I walk around town, whether I'm going to the bank or the market or anywhere I go, I'm constantly being asked, hey, bro, what do? How much can you lift? You know, what do you eat? You know, what do you work out? Constantly, you know, been asking these questions. And I really wasn't ready to monetize it, but I was just gathering information about what people were wanting, people were looking at, people were interested in, and paying attention to the questions. And based upon that, it just clicked. And now I can take something to market because I've had these different people ask me what they're interested in. And the questions really help me formulate a business.
That's fantastic. So what gap in the marketplace were you looking to fill? What were you discovering?
The gap, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody, whether they want to admit it or not, fitness weighs on the back of their brain. You know, it's a heavy stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I should have went to the gym. I should not have eaten that. I should mm-hmm. have done this. I should have done that. And then it just becomes this horrific stress, you know? So the biggest thing that I've learned too is that people need accountability. So mm-hmm. part of the program that I provide is daily accountability and weekly stats, weekly personal stats updates to help people stay on track. And a lot of times some people have they have an idea mm-hmm. of what they should be doing, but they really don't know. It's kind of a guess. Mm-hmm. But again, like I will reiterate, when you're working with somebody that knows what they're doing, has gotten the results, you know, that really helps, you know, push yourself past those plateaus, because everybody that's the other thing that I found out in the market is everyone hits a plateau mm-hmm. because everyone goes into these cookie cutter diets, which they're not bad, but guess what? Mm-hmm. As you get whatever diet, Atkins, keto, whatever type of diet that's out there, that may work in the beginning, but what's happening is your body's changing. So as your body's changing and losing weight, you hit a plateau. Well, where do you go from there? And then that's where the discouragement comes in and, you know, I'll just go backwards. But I've been able to crack the code on that and help people get through those plateaus so they're constantly moving in the direction that they want to go in.
Yeah. So do you train online or do you train in person or do you do both?
I do both. I have a program to do in person and I have a program to do online. In fact, the majority of my clients are actually online, to be quite honest.
That's fantastic. The first time I worked with an online trainer, when someone tells me what an exercise is and what to do, I have a hard time just processing that. And so I started asking for demonstration videos and he did a few, but then he turned me onto an app or a website called DotFit. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm, no.
But what the thing that I liked about this, I mean, you could track your stats and your calories and put your food every day and it would tell you approximately where you should be a week from now, if you keep doing this. But the thing that I liked about it the most is there was an animated character who would demonstrate all the exercises in a loop. So I could just keep watching this guy. And I thought, okay, I'm in heaven now because I could just watch this animated guy and just keep watching it until I got the exercise just right. And that helped me a lot. Do you have anything in your online training program that resembles that?
Absolutely. I actually have an app registered with Apple that you can download, and it's called Top Producer Fitness. And within the app, I put in all your workouts, customize your meal plans, and then also the animation, which is so funny. The animation, which you just mentioned, is actually in there. So I have animation and then also uploaded videos of me actually doing some of the workouts as well.
Oh, that's awesome, because I think if someone can actually see their trainer doing it, they know that you know what you're doing, first of all. But it also shows the client that they're not alone, which is really cool, too.
Correct. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And then on top of that, like I say, the daily accountability, which is at the end of each day, my clients will send me a screenshot of all the macronutrients that I formulated for them custom. They send that to me along with their workouts, a screenshot. So every single day they get that accountability. Then at the end of the week, we go over their personal stats with this machine called an in-body machine, which will let me know what your muscle mass is, what your body fat is, what your basal metabolic rate is. all of those important factors, your visceral fat, so that we know that when you hit a plateau, how to maneuver, because I have your personal stats.
Right, because your body gets used to your routine, and so you have to shock it and shake it up once in a while, right?
1,000%. 1,000%.
Yeah, for sure. So what mistakes do you see fit pros make when trying to start their own business?
One of the mistakes that I'll see is not making proper time for your client. So I kind of see that where your clients will get discouraged because they're not getting the proper attention that they may need. And so that is not good for business. So Whatever business model you have, make sure that you're delivering on the goods that you say you're going to do.
Yeah. Oh, that is absolutely important. I love that. And so when a client is looking for a fitness pro, I would imagine you're going to also say, you know, who in your network do you know? What results have you gotten? But what should someone be looking for when deciding to hire a trainer?
I think they should be looking for, social proofing is huge, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to look for a fitness trainer, I would say that person should look pretty fit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard to take someone seriously when they're not fit themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, I sell Mercedes. I want to sell Mercedes, but, you know, I sell Hondas. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you have to, whatever you're selling, you have to be able to emulate that as well. You yourself as the entrepreneur are also the first person of social proofing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think about head trainers at colleges, for example, and they're the head trainer in charge of developing athletes in every sport. So football requires a lot of muscle, track requires speed. You have to know what your client's goals are too. And that's true, right?
No, 100%. And of course, you know, as we get older, you know, we're not going to be able to have this perfect physique, right? So obviously the other thing to be looking for is knowledge and experience.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a trainer, sales trainer, fitness trainer, you know, whatever type of trainer or coach you're looking for, you know, make sure they got some runs on the board, Make sure that they have the wisdom, have the experience.
Yeah, for sure. How has being great at sales impacted the growth of your fitness business?
It's been phenomenal because, you know, I mean, you know, that was my first passion is doing the sales. So it was very, very easy to transition into, you know, the fitness business. Very easy to transition to.
Yeah. Awesome. So how can we maximize our energy during the day? Because some of us lead a very active lifestyle. Others of us sit at a desk all day long. How do you maximize your energy throughout the day?
Well, the main thing is sleep, right? So you got to make sure you got enough sleep. And that's different for everybody. Some people need 6, some people need 8. It really depends on the person. So I'd say the first is proper sleep. The second is nutrition. You need to be eating correctly. You can't just be living off Red Bulls or coffee all day or one meal a day. That's just horrific.
Yeah.
You cannot maintain an energy level off of one meal a day or just caffeine. So that's a big no-no. And then also just being physical. And, you know, you don't have to be a bodybuilder or a marathon runner, but you do need to get your body moving at least a minimum of 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for example, I mean, I live in Iowa and in the wintertime, it's really too cold to go outside and walk. So when I'm on the phone with clients or friends or whoever, I pace back and forth in my bedroom and I can easily accumulate an hour's worth of walking time every single day doing just that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Inside treadmill, doing squats, doing push-ups, get a pull-up bar, you know, doing lunges in the house. I mean, there's so many things you can do just within your own bedroom.
Yeah. Stretch bands have been phenomenal. I love those. They're great. In fact, I've got a box of 4 stretch bands sitting here in my room right now, and I'm using 2 of them consistently. I haven't tried the third yet, but there's a lot of tension and resistance. I think each one of them is probably 20 pounds of resistance. So it's been a godsend. I love it. So we've got a couple minutes to our next break. So for those of us who are on a fitness journey, I think sometimes it starts with mindset. First of all, you have to feel like you deserve to be healthy and that you deserve the body that you want. So how do we remove our inner critic?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the way you can remove that inner critic is by getting a good coach. Because if you got a good coach and they care and they're genuinely invested in your results, they will help you get through that.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, what mindset do you need to achieve your fitness goals? I mean, deserving it, feeling like you deserve it is a great starting place. What else?
Don't give up on yourself, you know, be patient with yourself, be kind with yourself, understand that, you know, you've been, you know, turning the wheel of bad habits for, like I said, months or years, and it's not just going to reverse itself overnight. Mm-hmm. So if the wheel is turning in one motion, first, what we need to do is slow down that wheel. Once we mm-hmm. slow down the wheel, then we can put it in another direction. Yeah. And obviously that takes a little bit of time. And that just takes a little bit of patience and being patient with yourself and being kind to yourself, mm-hmm. but not giving up on yourself.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Don't give up on yourself.
Exactly.
You deserve it.
Yeah. We've got a few seconds to our break. Is that part of your program? Is mindset a part of your coaching program?
Yes, that's definitely what I do. I mean, it's not labeled anywhere inside my program, but it's part mm-hmm. of the accountability. The accountability also comes with mindset.
Absolutely. We're coming up against our final break. I cannot believe how quickly this is going. And when we come back, we'll talk about what to do if you're trying to lose weight. We'll also talk about what to do if you're the person who just cannot seem to ever gain weight and how to build customer loyalty. We'll talk about all this and so much more when we come back. This is Success Profiles Radio.
Mission is to motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. This is Success Profiles Radio.
If you are in business, what is the number one thing that stops revenue growth? Not having enough leads. Data is the new gold rush. With PhoneSites, that is never an issue. You can generate as many leads as you want without paying a lead broker. With PhoneSites, you can build a website or sales funnel from your mobile device in 5 minutes or less without any technical skills or without downloading an app. It's easy, and you have nothing to lose. Try it for free for 14 days at PhoneSites.com/Brian. Once again, that's PhoneSites.com/Brian.
Car features are great fun for Luddites, like heated and air-conditioned seats, Bluetooth, navigation, and backup cameras. The jury's still out on self-parking cars. What's a word for a person who likes to have the latest and best of everything? An telephobe. In 1956 and 57, Chrysler offered built-in record players. Unfortunately, drivers experienced Vidin Dream. That's another word for frustration, because bumpy roads made the player skip and scratch their records. What do you call someone who puts ideas into practice? An idiopraxist. Yesterday, I went to the lubritorium to fill up with gas. I put my credit card in the pump, and after a brief wait, a message appeared on the screen. Your loan has been approved. You may fill up now.
It's Words You Never Heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and for more Words You Never Heard, check out my podcast at wordsyouneverheard.com.
Welcome back to Success Profiles Radio. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. And this show will clearly demonstrate the principles, if I can do it, you can do it. So let's get back to the show. This is Success Profiles Radio. And here again is your host, Brian K. Wright.
And we are back. This is Success Profiles Radio. Down the stretch we come. And if you have not picked up my latest book, it's called The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Coach. It's on Amazon. I can't wait for you to experience it. Get one or more copies for your friends, your family, your colleagues, your coworkers. your employees. It's a really fantastic book. And I had a lot of collaborative authors who chipped in their expertise. And I'm just so happy with this effort. The Greatest Lessons I Learned from My Coach, get on Amazon today. So Anthony, tell us who your ideal client is.
My ideal client is anyone that's hit a plateau. Anyone that feels stuck with their fitness, hit a plateau with their fitness. Anyone that wants to also attain knowledge. I'm very transparent when I'm training people. I want you to learn and know what I know. You know, I don't want to keep you for a million years. I mean, obviously, if you want to continue to work with me because you like the accountability and the coaching and the mindset, mm-hmm. but I want to give you knowledge so that you can run with it and do it yourself.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. So let's talk about two things. What do you do to help people lose weight? And what do you do to help people who just cannot gain weight for the life of them?
So there's a couple of things for people that want to lose weight. So for people that want to lose weight, if you were my client, then we would look up your personal body stats, what's your basal metabolic rate. And based upon that, I'd have to customize a nutrition plan for you and also customize a workout plan for you. As I take you through that journey with that particular meal plan and that particular workout plan that's designed for you, your body will hit a plateau. Well, guess what? Once that plateau hits, I check your personal stats again and I rework it for you. And that's how I continue to get you the results that you want if you want to lose weight. Same thing if you want to gain weight. I would have to customize a meal plan based off your personal stats, your basic basal metabolic rate. So I may have you do less cardio than someone who's doing more cardio to lose weight. I may have you eat different foods so you can gain weight. Still healthy, but I may have you eat different foods to help you put some weight on so you can actually build some muscle.
Yeah.
So it really depends on, you know, what the client is looking to do. I want to gain more weight. I want to get more size, bulk. Fine. This is what I recommend. This is what will work. This is what we'll monitor now. And if you want to lose weight, this is what I recommend. And this is what I'll help you monitor and get the result.
Yeah. And also depending on your age, your goals and your needs are going to be a lot different too.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the best way to build customer loyalty in your business?
The best way to develop customer loyalty is to deliver the goods. So whatever you say you're going to do for your client, you better do it. Because if you do good by your client, that's how you're going to get repeat business. And that's how you're going to get referral business. So yes. Very, very important to deliver the goods.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about your favorite client story. You don't have to name names. But is there one client among all the dozens or hundreds of people that you've worked with that stands out to you?
Yeah, there's a couple. I'll give you one fitness one. I'll give you one sales one. Yep. The sales one, I was working with a new sales professional in the car industry, and he was only making about $2,000 a month in commission. And once he started taking the sales coaching and training and performance training seriously and started implementing, I'm very happy to say that years later, about 8 years later, that gentleman that used to make $2,000 is now making $25,000 to $27,000 a month.
That's amazing. That's a huge change. Was it a mindset thing first? Was it he did what his coach told him to do? Was it persistence?
It was both. It was, I had to change his mindset. I had to keep him accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to basically give him a foundation that he can build on. And that's what he did to where he has his success today. So that's on the sales side. Yeah. It's just phenomenal. I'm so happy. That's my greatest success story. I also have other ones where people have incremented, you know, $5,000, $10,000 a month, but this is that one's my pride and joy on the sales side. As far as on the fitness side, I would say my greatest success story is a gentleman that I'm working with that he came to me at 407 pounds.
Oh,
And I was very kind of nervous to work with him because just very, very, very cautious about his weight. So I recommended he go see a doctor, you know, make sure that his internals are fine, you know, because I had to really, really go baby steps with this particular gentleman. But I would say that within just 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks, he dropped 26 pounds.
That's amazing.
And that was just a tweak of his diet and having him walk for 15 minutes a day.
Wow.
And I'm once he hits that plateau, guess what? We're going to, you know, take him back to the drawing board and continue to get him where he needs to be to reach that optimal health and optimal mindset to maintain that health.
That's life changing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. And that's the other thing, too, as an entrepreneur, whatever you're selling, that's why it's so important. Whatever you're passionate about, you should be selling that and monetizing it and bringing joy to the world and changing people's lives. If you can find a business where you're going to change people's lives and you enjoy it, you will make money. You will be successful. I'm not going to say you're not going to have hard times. You're not going to fail, but you will enjoy the journey and you will make money.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you because we've talked a fair amount over the years, and you're an exceptional listener. Is this something that can be taught?
Well, I think it's something that you need to slow down, like especially like in sales, to really digest a question. It's very good to rebuttal what the question was, you know? So I did that a couple of times in the interview. You asked me a question and I put the question back before I answered it. So that really helps, is actually digest the question and then verbally say it back to whoever's asking the question. That really helps with business and sales.
Yeah, for sure. I absolutely appreciate that. So every once in a while, you'll get a client who either isn't serious or they don't pay you or they're a bigger pain than you thought they would be. How do you know when to cut a client loose and let them go?
I'm very upfront with them from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I let them know, like, look, you know, you have an expectation from me, but I have an expectation from you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've had to let people know I have fired clients before. And if you're not going to take this seriously, you're wasting my time and you're wasting my joy. So if you're not going to be serious about it, then, you know, I'll still respect you. I'll shake your hand. We just part ways. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that's absolutely phenomenal. And it's amazing how many people don't set expectations up front. They just assume that people will be reasonable. We know that's not always true.
Well, I think people will put up with the pain in the butt client because, you know, they're kind of, I don't want to sound negative, but they're desperate for the deal. They're desperate for the sale. So they'll put up with all kinds of crap, and life is too short to do that. And if you have a standard of how you want to run your business and how you want to deliver your goods and the expectation, then that just by osmosis, you will get the right clientele.
Absolutely. So that being said, what are your top core values in business?
Top values would be integrity, trust, and initiative.
I love that.
Those would be the core values.
Those are very, very important. And a lot of people tell me that integrity is certainly one of their values, as it should be. I love initiative being one of those. One of mine is legacy. And what I mean by that is leave people in a better place than I found them.
And oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. And so I'm turning the word legacy on its head a little bit. It's not exactly what people think it means. But for me, I just want to be known as someone who leaves someone in a better place than I found them. And there's so much joy and happiness when you can do that for people. So gratitude is a very big topic on this show. How important has that been for you in your journey?
Oh, gratitude, man, gratitude is everything. Gratitude is what makes your glass half empty or half full. Gratitude will make or break you, man. You know, gratitude will make or break you. You know, the gratefulness of just being able to wake up every day, the gratefulness of being able to breathe, to smell, to speak, to taste, you know, all these things we take for granted, you know, I think I I personally, in my daily meditation, daily prayers, you know, I thank God for those mm-hmm. things that we take for granted.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So gratitude is huge.
Yep. What has surprised you the most about entrepreneurship?
I wouldn't say entrepreneurship has surprised me, but I would say entrepreneurship, you know, I've met a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, in my lifetime. And I think what probably makes me sad is, you know, they'll hit a wall, you know, and they give up, you know, and they give up on their dream, you know? So I think that's probably, you know, the biggest, you know, heartache I've witnessed with entrepreneurs, you know, and then doing the sales training, work with entrepreneurs, you know, seeing them hit those walls, you know, not being able to figure out how to get through them. Mm-hmm. And so they'll go back to whatever normal job they had or whatever. Sometimes mm-hmm. you could pull them out. Sometimes you can't, you know.
Yep, for sure. We've got less than a minute to go. It's been great having you. Tell us how we can find you. How can we tribe with you and vibe with you?
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. And my handle is AnthonyCamacho_Hitman. I love to also connect with you on TikTok. Same thing, AnthonyCamacho_Hitman. On Facebook, it's Anthony Camacho. And if you're interested in any of my sales books, you can go to Amazon, type in Anthony Camacho books, and you'll see my books on cold calling. You'll see my books on sales. You'll see my books on sales leadership and on some motivational quotes. And that's basically how you can reach out. Yeah, I'd love to friend you guys on social media and send me a message. Say hello.
Anthony, thank you for being here. It was great.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brian.
And thanks to all of you for listening. This has been Success Profiles Radio. Join me every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, where I interview another world-class achiever, learn what they did, what they overcame, and the lessons we can learn along the way. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Being a part of Success Profiles Radio with your host, Brian K. Wright. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. We'll have guests that will come from many different backgrounds, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, BrianKWright.com. If you've ever wondered if there's more to life than you're currently living, then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join us again next week for more Success Profiles Radio with your host, Brian K. Wright.